afraid of something that she hasn't always been afraid of. So you might say, well, she's afraid now, but she...
She used to didn't be afraid.
Okay. All right, somebody who is who just leaves things lying around and doesn't seem to take any precautions.
Is reckless, careless.
Careless, okay. Somebody who is unusual or strange might be called another word.
A queer.
All right. Queer person. And does that usually mean have something to do with the way their mind works or what?
Habits and the way they act, so forth.
Okay. If a person absolutely will not change the way he thinks about something and insists on doing it his way, you might say he sure is.
Muley-headed, stubborn.
Okay, good. All right, somebody who's real easy to bother and just, you can't
He's
do anything.
Very nervous.
Okay. How about easy to irritate, or you're gonna make them mad no matter what you do? What do you call a person like that? Just overly sensitive.
Nervous.
Okay. All right. Someone who is who just sees red. You've done something that he didn't like, and he just sees red about it. You say, "Oh, he sure is. He's not bland. He's
sad.
Mad. Okay.
Angry.
All right. Somebody is getting way upset, and you know it's not good for them, and there's no reason to be, so by way of keeping them from being that way, you might say something soothing like,
be quiet.
Yeah, or just now, don't get so upset, just
keep calm.
Okay. All right. What's another word for being real tired?
Exhausted.
Okay, you say, oh, I can't do anymore, I'm just plumb.
Exhausted.
Okay. Something that you can't use anymore because you've used it too much and it just doesn't have all its, you know, there's nothing left of it. You say, I just completely
used it up.
Okay. And tires especially. When a tire doesn't have any tread anymore, you might say that tire is completely
gone.
Uh-huh. And
worn out.
Okay. If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly the person has a disease, you might say, well, last night she just
took sick.
Okay. And he's sick now, but he'll be well again
soon.
Okay. What's another word for
tomorrow,
soon?
Directly
before
long.
Before long. All right. How do you, if a person sat in a draft and started coughing, you might say, last night he
took a cold.
Okay. And if his voice sounded real deep and scratchy,
he'd be hoarse.
Okay. And what he does when he's trying to get the congestion out of his chest, that sound he makes.
Coughing.
Okay. So you say he has a
cough.
And when you need to go to bed because you're so tired, you might rub your eyes and say, oh, I'm so
exhausted, sleepy.
Okay. All right, if you set your alarm clock for 6 a.m., you say to yourself, at 6 o'clock, I'll
get up.
Okay, but what happens when you open your eyes and become
awake?
Wake up. Okay, he's still sleeping. We better go
to bed.
Well, if somebody is sleeping past when you think he should,
Go wake him up,
okay? If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might say, why haven't you
took your medicine?
Okay. And the patient might answer, well, I
took it
yesterday,
yeah,
and I'll
take it today.
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone
deaf.
Okay. And what do you call the moisture that comes out of your skin when you've been working hard?
Perspiration.
Okay.
Sweat.
Sweat. Okay. And if you work so hard, you might say, talk about somebody working so hard, you might say, he worked so hard, he just